The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And today we're going to talk about fishing, and more specifically, we're going to talk about the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament. We have with us today Ms. Noelle Douglas, the Executive Director of Talisman, and we have a charter captain, Mark Galasso from Tune of the Tide Charters. And Mark and I know each other. I've never met Noelle, but we're going to meet her on the phone right now. So good morning, Noelle. Good morning, Mark. How are you guys?
Good morning, Alan. We're doing well.
Good morning.
Good. Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Doing great. How's the fishing, Mark?
Seems to be picking up. It's those fish are finally moving down from the north and surrounding Kent Island, hopefully.
Surrounding Kent Island. Well, let's hope so. Let's hope we're due for an invasion here in the next 10 days for sure. Noelle,
right.
Good morning. Yep, Noelle, tell us a little bit about Talisman Therapeutic Riding. How did it start? Was it your idea? Who got involved? And some of the missions that like your mission statement. What are you guys all about? Tell me about that.
Sure, Alan. Well, thank you so much for having us on the show today.
Sure.
We are located in Graysonville, Maryland. Talisman Therapeutic Riding is on a beautiful 30-acre piece of property here in Graysonville on the eastern shore of Maryland. And the organization was established in 2012.
Okay.
So we are 12 years old this year, and it started with one horse and one rider. And over the years, we grew and grew and grew and have for the property now, the farm we're at, and we serve over 75 individuals on an annual basis, plus all of the folks that come in for our specialized retreats, such as our Heroes on Horses, that we deal specifically with the military, active duty military, veterans, first responders, and frontline healthcare workers. Last year, we had over 1,500 individualized lessons and over 3,000 hands-on horses hours. So that is accumulation of all of the lessons, all of the retreats, all the outreach programs that we do. And we really have a main tenet of therapeutic riding, which focuses on the helping people of all ages with cognitive, physical, emotional, and social challenges, and all through the power of the horse.
All through the power of the horse. Very good. The equine engine, as it purrs along, tends to be very calming, very, as you say, therapeutic, you just kind of are able to get outside yourself a little bit and focus on what the horse is doing and relate to everything around you, and it's an experience that people don't normally have in their everyday lives, and I'm sure it's beneficial to many, many people. Now, you say, the way you phrased it, physical, how did you say it? Physical?
We have the cognitive, we assist people with therapeutic equine services with cognitive, physical, emotional, and social challenges and diagnoses.
Okay, got it. So anyone in the broad category of having special needs from any age group, I'm sure. Do you have more children than you have adults, or 50-50, or how is it?
You know, actually, Alan, it's very interesting. We have a good mix of both children and adults. We start people riding as early as 3 years old, and we have participants that are in their 80s. So
wow.
It's a very broad spectrum of participants.
Okay. So tell me about a typical, not a day in the life of, you know, the farm, but a typical ride in the life of an individual. How does it start? How do they come to you? How do they get referred to you? Do you have an outreach, or, you know, do you work with certain facilities or medical providers, or how do people find out about your program, and how do they become involved?
So we're very lucky. We have an incredibly supportive community here on the Eastern Shore. We do have participants that come from D.C., from Baltimore, from the Northern Virginia region. A lot of our business comes through word of mouth, so our programs are very successful. The benefits are incredibly meaningful, so that gets passed along people, word of mouth. We work with the school systems. We work with our local special education within the school districts. We receive referrals from social services. We receive referrals from other private or nonprofit organizations that deal with the same types of diagnoses and challenges that I described. We do work with adjudicated youth, so some of the family courts we receive referrals from. Friends in general, just being a local community, local in the community, people know about us. Mm-hmm. So we are a professional association of therapeutic horsemanship international member center. So we are recognized throughout the country having that standard, and people that are interested in therapeutic riding and do research online, they will often come across that acronym PATH and see that we are affiliated with the gold standard of therapeutic riding.
Okay. Well, that's very, very good. Now tell me about a person with special needs, when they come to your facility. I mean, do they have to go through an interview process first? You don't just lead them out there and say, there's your horse, hop on. So tell me the process from, you know, the referral to the visit to the actual, you know, preparation to get that person aboard a horse, and then how that ride goes. So tell me that length of that process and how that all works.
Sure. So we really, Talisman Therapeutic Riding really focuses on the individual. And we are very prideful of the fact that we treat each individual coming through our farm gate as they are. We meet them where they are. And when they come to us, we want to know what their specific goals and what they want to achieve out of this therapeutic horsemanship interaction. So as soon as we get referred, we will have a phone call. We will talk with them. We have a series of documents, paperwork, that will be completed, which may include a physician statement. So we will get the appropriate medical paperwork to make sure there are no contraindications for them participating in horsemanship exercises. Once we get the paperwork, we will have our certified therapeutic riding instructors review the paperwork. We'll go through it, look at it, schedule an appointment for the individual to come in. The individual may come in by themselves, and they come in with family members, with caregivers. We set up a time for them to come in and just meet at the farm and do a walkthrough at the farm, give them a nice tour. And some people may romanticize the idea of therapeutic riding, and then once they're here on the farm, the reality sets in. So most everyone that comes to the farm, they immediately want to engage. It's just such a peaceful and beautiful environment. And we have a chance to assess the individual of their basic skills. So we go through an assessment process looking at various skills, again, looking at goals, what do they want to achieve. And then we look at how we pair them with instructors and horses. So right now we have 9 horses in our program. That fluctuates over time. And each one of our horses has a different personality, and we have all shapes and sizes of horses to meet the demands of our diversity of participants that come in. So once we've matched an instructor and a horse with a participant, they come back and they start a weekly process once a week in a rolling annual process. They will come in same time each week for their lessons. And I have to tell you, Alan, sometimes the participants get on a horse, and sometimes they don't. We do a lot of unmounted exercises, and it may take a while before our participants can touch a horse. There are tactile issues involved. So building the confidence for them just to be able to touch a horse is a huge thing. We have several participants that are nonverbal, and they come in, and through a series of lessons and working with our instructors and working with our volunteers, the social interaction helps them to create words and interact in a very meaningful way with the horse. So all these different skills come into play towards the individual's goals that they want to achieve in getting them more towards independence.
Okay. Very good. Very good. We're going to take a short commercial break, and then we'll be right back to talk with Mark and find out your role at Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center. Mark, how's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Hey, folks, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island knows fire. Yep. Are you looking for a backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg are available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Yeah, you don't want to have the whole insert done, but you want it to look of a fireplace? Well, those Real Fire logs will help you out with that. They've got those gas wall fireplaces. They can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Freestanding or insert wood stoves and pellet stoves, or insert pellet grills or insert wood, gas, electric on your existing fireplace. They can do that as well. Now, Hearth America and Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. That's, Evans Avenue. Of course, you get off the exit coming from the bridge. It's 44. You make the right off the exit and make a right on there to Drummer Drive. And, of course, you'll see Backyard Billy's before you get to it, the exit right there. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. The Hearth America Facebook page is where to look for anything involving fire and heat. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And now we've got to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Hale Thorpe, Maryland. That's right. We're going to talk about a couple of firearms from the folks at Browning, and Clyde Sports Shop is a full-line Browning dealer. There's the shotgun shooting sports. We're going to talk a little bit about that because we've got a big Sporting Clays event coming up on the 8th at Pintail Point right there in Queenstown. It's called Connor's Project, and it's run by Connor's grandfather. Connor unfortunately passed away in a swimming pool, and this is the 7th annual Connor's Project. His grandfather is Rennie Gay, well-known here in Easton. He's got the Gay Seafood. He's a charter boat captain. And I'm sure Mark knows him, too. He's a crabber. He's a hunting guide, a well-known hunting guide, and it's a Sporting Clays project. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. But what you want for that is your Satori Series shotgun from Browning. The 725 Satori Sporting Clays is a perfect blend of beauty and performance. Comes with a triple trigger system, Vector Pro lengthened forcing combs, and it's available now in 12 and 20 gauge. And the 725 field model is nice, too, if you want to take one for upland birds or waterfowl or dove season coming up. Then there's the Satori CXT. That's for pretty much for trap shooting. And the Satori White Lightning, all Satori shotguns feature chrome-plated chambers, the triple trigger system, the backboard technology, and the Invector Plus choke tube system. The White Lightning, that's That's another nice one, no question. All for Shotgun Shooting Sports, all from Browning, and all from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off your, well, Halethorpe, just off Beltway 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportShop.com, ClydeSportShop.com. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Make sure you stop by Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp a sound and you can't make them run, but when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say great, we say man, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive.
Okay.
Country folks can survive.
We got to get back to talking to Mark. Good morning, Mark. We didn't intentionally.
How are you doing today?
Good. Didn't intentionally put you on hold there for a while. We just wanted to hear about the, you know, the workings, the mechanism of the Therapeutic Riding Center, and tell us about your involvement, please.
Well, Alan, my wife just happens to be one of the PATH certified instructors here, so
I'm
involved not only in that, but Talisman came to me, among other people, last year, and we set up a fishing tournament.
Right.
A lot of the funding for Talisman comes from donors and from different fundraisers. And last year was very successful. What we did was we enlisted the help of some of the top charter boats in the Kent Island area, in Kent Narrows area.
Right.
And we put on a rockfish rodeo.
Right.
It was very, very successful. And this year, we're going to do our second annual rockfish rodeo, September 9th.
Right.
Out of the Fisherman's Crab Deck.
Okay.
So if anybody is interested, you can get on one of the boats, and then we come back after lunch, and we have a crab feast at the Crab Deck.
Now, this is a deal where you just show up, and you guys provide the tackle and the guide service and the expertise. They pay their entry fee, of course. And, you know, and the entry fee includes that crab feast afterwards at the Crab Deck, which is pretty cool. So
yeah, it's a great day. It's a lot of fun. And it goes to a great, great cause.
Sure, sure it does. I'm thinking right now some people that I know that have not only, you know, special needs children, but some adults that might be interested in the program that, you know, might adapt very well. So that could work out. But okay, so you guys leave the dock at 6 o'clock. You're out fishing. You all come back in at the same time. You got a slot limit on rockfish now. How in the world do you determine who the top rockfish wrangler is?
Well, it's going to be interesting this year. As you know, our size limits, now we have a slot limit.
Yep.
So this year, it's going to be still the longest fish.
Right.
But we're going to do it by just measurements. We're not going to do any weights or anything like that. We're going to try to make it simple. And we have some prize money available, but it's not a ton. It's not like the White Marlin tournament. So
no.
I think everybody will be
no side Calcuttas, huh?
No side tests or anything like that for winners. So I think we'll all be pretty good about it. And we're all on charter boats, so all the fish have to be registered through the FACTS program anyway.
Right, exactly.
But it's a lot of fun. I know last year my wife was on a different boat, and her boat actually won the tournament. So.
Oh, well, then my money's on her.
I've got to do a better job this year, I think.
Well, that sounds good. So
it
looks like it's almost a half-day charter you would call a half-day charter. What time do you all get? You leave at 6. What time do you get back?
Yeah, we usually get back a little bit after noon, and then they're going to do a happy hour around 12:30.
Right.
The crab feast will be from 1:30 to 3:30. But by the time you're done, it'll be a pretty full day.
Full day, that's for sure. Yep.
Yeah, but like I say, it's a lot of fun. And it turned out, last year was our first attempt at this, and it was very successful. It was very successful.
And I see you have a silent auction, too. I'm sure that the local shops have made some donations for the silent auction, and everybody can put their bid in as they go along and go from there. Any raffles or anything like that?
Yeah, we're going to do a number of things like that. Like I say, it's a pretty good fundraiser, and people around here have been very generous about, you know, donating things.
That's good.
Good. It'll be a lot of fun.
You better watch out, because the last fundraiser I went to was 2 weeks ago up in Garrett County, and I wound up walking out with a brand-new .308 rifle and two trail cameras.
So, oh, boy.
Yeah, it was my day, that's for sure.
Well, maybe you'll get a new fishing rod out of this one.
I'll be putting some money in the pot, that's for sure. So,
but we're looking forward to seeing you.
Indeed. Mark and Noel, we appreciate you guys coming on the air today. We've got some other business to attend to. We're giving away a rockfish package, fish and tackle from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. He'll be calling us here shortly and doing the drawing. We have some other callers that we need to get to. So I appreciate you guys coming on and telling us more about the Rockfish Wrangler Talisman Therapeutic Riding Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament and how it works, and also about the riding center as well. So would you like to give your phone number for more information?
Sure. Thanks, Alan. We are online at www.talisman, T-A-L-I-S-M-A-N, Therapeutic, T-H-E-R-A-P-E-U-T-I-C, riding.org. And the phone number is 443-239-9400.
Very good. Very good. And, Mark, I look forward to seeing you there. And, Nicole, thank you very much. And we'll be fishing. And, you know, you never know. You just
all right. Well, great. So, we'll look forward to seeing you on September 9th. And tell Tim I said hello.
I will. Thank you very much. Have a great day, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
uh-huh.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Wasn't that fun? How about that? Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Do we have anybody on the line? Aaron?
Nope, just the man of the hour, Tackle Box Tim.
Tackle Box Tim. Well, let's do that drawing. I've got your your list of folks here. And Tackle Box, are you available?
Yes, sir, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Let me get the list up here, and everybody now has a number. Let's see here. Okay. Oh, there's a guy I haven't heard from in a while, Richard. Let's see. I don't think. Okay. All righty. What, roll them when you're ready. 1 to 22, Jim.
1 to 22, okay. Drum roll, please. And the number is 19.
19. And 19 corresponds to somebody by the name of... Hang on, I'm counting. Don Douglas. How about
Don,
that?
Don, as in early morning, or Don?
D-O-N, Donald, I would assume. Yeah. Don Douglas. Yep, and we'll give him a call later on, unless he's listening and wants to call in. But, Don, you are the winner of the Tackle Box Tim Fishing Tackle Giveaway from High Tide Lures, the name of Tim's company. And we look forward to hearing from you. And I guess if he's close by, you'll hand deliver. And if he's not, you'll just stick him in the mail today as soon as we get an address for you.
The close by winners are kind of a treat. Saves me a little bit of postage, and I get to meet some of the listeners.
There you go. That's great. That's great. So
find out their fishing interests and. How they go about doing things and what they plan on doing with the prize package.
Very good. Yep. Well, we will give Don a ring after the show, and unless he calls in, and we'll go from there. So, Tim, appreciate you again. Are we doing September?
Doing September, and we are going top heavy with top water lures. We got three different top waters and a rattle trap type bait. So,
okay.
The last one for the. For 2024.
Is it a particular species targeted topwater package, or is it bass, rockfish?
It's more or less for the stripers, because as you know, as the fall goes on, the topwater bite comes on for the stripers. So by the time folks get the package in the first couple of days of October, they'll be ready to go.
Ready to go. That sounds good.
Yeah, we got a popper, we've got a walking bait, and a sort of a hybrid popper walker along with that rattle trap. So,
I've seen
those sizes, and I look forward to seeing that one get out there.
Popper Walker be considered a chugger?
A chug bait? I actually call it the slugger because it slides a little bit side to side and it chugs. So, yeah.
Chugging
slugger.
Okay, that sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you for your contribution, Tim. We always appreciate you coming on and doing the drawing with us, and thank you for donating the lures for this contest every year. And we'll be making sure that the folks can. Let's see here. Don Douglas is on hold. Would you like?
Oh, wow! Nice.
Yeah. Let's see. Can you? Yep, patch them in. Let those two fellows talk to each other. Hey, Don, how are you?
Okay, I was surprised when you mentioned that I was fell over. Yeah, that's great. I moved up here.
Fishing, because I'm from
the Back River area. You know, do some fishing around there, so. That'd be great.
Do you have a Baltimore area zip code, Don?
Yeah, like I say, I was born and raised in Hollandtown, and then my grandfather used to go like around the Back River area,
I mean, what part of town do you live in now?
I'm living in Middletown, Delaware.
Oh, Middletown, Delaware. I guess Tim, you won't be making that trip, will you?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Not until the middle of September when I go down on vacation.
That's right. All right. Well, Don, I'll tell you what. We're going to put you back on hold. We're going to say goodbye to Tim. Thank you, Tim. And we're going to get your address, and then Adam will send me your address, and I'll send it to Tim. How's that sound, Don?
Oh, that sounds great.
Yep.
Congratulations. Beg pardon?
Yeah. You go ahead. You were saying something?
Oh, no. I was saying I've been listening to your program for a long time, for the past 20 years, I've been listening off and on to your program. I enjoy it,
That's great, buddy.
Out what's going on around for, like all your cover and all.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Do me a favor, though. When Aaron puts you on hold, stay on the line, and he will write your address down, and then we'll send it to Tim. How's that sound? Okay. Thank you there, Aaron. I appreciate that. And I think while we're doing that, we've got Mike in PA. Let's talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Alan. And looks like we're going to have a fine day today. We have a big trap shoot down in Thurmond, Maryland today and tomorrow.
Well, that's good. What are you doing next weekend?
Oh, excuse me?
What are you doing next weekend?
Oh, I'm going up to Pennsylvania to shoot.
you ought to get some of your guys together and go support Connor's project.
I heard about that, and it sounds pretty good. By the way, what triggered me was that you were talking about Browning shotguns, and our club down at Waynesboro just raffled off, and a lucky winner in Westminster, Maryland, won a brand-new BT-99 that he'll probably be shooting today.
BT-99, that's the trap or skeet gun. That's a skeet gun, isn't it?
No, it's trap.
Is it trap? Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Well, it's since it's only a single barrel gun, Alan. Gotta have two shots, but a lot of BT-99s on the courses, and of course a lot of Satori's too.
Sure.
We're going to start. The program starts down at Thurmond ILWA, it's a state ground. It's right up the hill from the ILWA, the Thurmond Club, but it's the same road.
And that's where you're going today, huh?
Yeah, we're going to start shooting at 10 o'clock.
All right, good.
Maryland has a unique situation where the clubs are providing the labor. It used to be high school kids and Boy Scouts and whatever, and it got expensive and it got difficult, and we found that we get the club members to provide the scores and trap loaders. Our club at North Carroll is will be manning bank two today. That's two traps today and tomorrow. And we're going to be throwing 600 targets down here in the next 2 days.
That's a lot of targets. Hey, well, good luck with that, Mike. Good luck with that, Mike. Happy shooting, and we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, break them all.
All right, break them all. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All righty. So Connor's project benefits the Critchlow Adkins Children's Center, basically finances all the children's swimming programs here in Talbot County through the Critchlow Adkins Children's Center. There's five of them. There's been a lot of money raised over the years, and it's increased every year. This will be the seventh year for Connor's project. It's a sporting clay shoot at Pintail Point next Sunday, the 8th, starts at 10 a.m. Individual shooters are 125. The four-man team, of course, is 500. And there's going to be crabs and hot dogs and hamburgers and beer and soda and water, all included. Music by Lee Colby. And the crab feast tickets alone, if you don't want to shoot, are 50. So if you'd like to contact Rennie Gay, who's a local businessman here, Rennie's Seafood. Connor was Rennie's grandchild, who was tragically lost in a drowning incident several years ago. And Rennie is the man behind all this. He's the he's got the whole handle on the whole thing, and he's got a lot of public support here. I know they've got a drawing for a shotgun, and I'm going to give you Rennie's number if you'd like to just take part in this. Even if you just go for the crab feast, I'll be there, and we'll hope to be able to see you there. Rennie's phone number, Rennie Gay, is 410-310-8317. 410-310-8317. All right. How about that? We got Don's address. Thank you, Don. We'll forward that to Tackle Box Tim, and you'll get your package here shortly in the mail. So, anyway, for the Connors Project annual 7th annual sporting clay shoot, Rennie Gay, 410-310-8317, Pintail Point, Queenstown, Maryland, next Sunday, September 8th, begins at 10 a.m. Hope you can make it out there and benefit this great program for the kids in Talbot County. All the money goes right there to the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers, and they have a great profile on their page. If you go to, just put them in your search engine, Critchlow Adkins Children's Center, and you'll see the project there, Connor's project right there, pictures of Connor and some other things that are going to be beneficial to you to check out. Anyway, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680. And right now, it's time for me to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Nope, not first. First is Spurry's Tire Service. That's right, Spurry's Tire Service. Just stopped there yesterday. They were busy. You know, I saw a lot of luxury cars in there. The kind of folks that, you know, are a little bit picky, don't let anybody touch their car, that type of thing. The Mercedes, I think there were six Mercedes and two or three BMWs in there. And a lot of pickup trucks, a lot of work vehicles. I looked around, you know, the tires are stacked to the ceiling. The guys are working full-time. One guy's balancing, one guy's changing tires. And, you know, they've just got people working on people's cars, and they just keep everything moving. It's like a well-oiled machine most of the time. Spurry's Tire Center, right here at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. And you know what? I didn't hear anybody say any bad things, any bad words or cursing or swearing or anything like that. It was just, everybody was just getting along and having a good time, and I like that. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are featured, and they have everything else, the Michelin, the Yokohama, and all that. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, and Spurry's also has the tires for any kind of farm machinery. They actually have a truck service that goes and services those big vehicle tires out on the farm. So if you're a farmer, you're just hearing this, and you got some, you know, you want to keep that phone number in your list of phone numbers in case you have any tire troubles out on the farm. Spurry's Tires takes care of any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. a lot of tractors tires in there on rims yesterday. If you own a trailer, an ATV, well, Spurs is the place to go. A trailer, any kind of ATV, they've got the tires. Spurries offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle. When that dreaded check engine light comes on, they'll fix it. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurries customers, including Robin and me, satisfied and our families for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurries Tire Service in Easton at number 410-822-7384. Did I say that too fast? No appointment needed for tires. Just walk in, they'll look at your tires, they'll give you a price, and while you wait, they'll change them. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384, for Spurries Tire Service. That's for sure, Spurries Tire Service. Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know, Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. I want to tell you about two centerfire rifles, the X-Bolt. And they have a lot of different models of X-Bolt. The X-Bolt Pro is a couple of those. And then the X-Bolt, standard X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. And this is a traditional firearm, wood stock, blue barrel, you know, available to mount a scope on it. And extremely, extremely accurate. If you're looking for a long-range gun, if you're looking for a deer rifle, if you're looking for a big game model, the X-Bolt from Browning, Clyde Sports Shop. And the Browning BAR MK2 Safari. The BAR MK2 Safari. The auto-loading BAR MK2 Safari has features a traditionally styled walnut stock, a hammer-forged barrel, and a polished, blued, and engraved steel receiver. Reliable gas piston operation. It is an auto loader, detachable box magazine, scopes sold separately, of course. It is a beautiful gun, handles well. If you need that, you know, semi-automatic action, the BAR MK2 Safari is the one for you. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe, Maryland. Been around since 1957, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportShop.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners.
MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Checking the line.
All right, we are back for the last couple of minutes. I think we might have time for one more caller. If anybody would like to give us a call, we'd be more than glad to hear from you. We had a caller online that we wasn't able to get through because of our circumstances. But we want to talk more about anything and everything we brought up today. If we can't, that fella can't call back, we'll do it again next week. We'll be here every week. Just like always. Let's hope. So, well, the dogs didn't bother me today. They're all sleeping. Can you believe it or not? Yep. The Bernadoodle's over there on the couch, and the little Cabochon over there on the recliner, and where's the Shih Tzu? She's laying over there on her bed. So everybody's quiet and happy this morning. Sounds like a good morning to sleep. Maybe I'll go back to bed for a minute. Uh-oh, somebody woke him up. Wasn't me. I didn't say your name, did I? No, I didn't say your name. Oh, my goodness. Well, I look forward to the first day of... I'm not looking forward to some part of the week. This week, some couple of things we've got going on, but I am looking forward to Friday. And if we don't make it out Friday, hopefully Saturday, for the opener for the archery season. The bow hunting season. I'll be out there doing a little woodsmanship today, and I have a couple of blocks I want to put out, and a couple of bags of supplement that I picked up from an advertiser the other day. I actually went up into Amish country, Lancaster County, and visited the folks at Stolzfus Mineral Supply, and they are the owners and distributors of Apple Cracker, which was owned by Chad Farace up there in Harford County, and Mineral Bob from out there in Frederick County, I guess. And they wound up with both those products and ran into Mineral Bob. It was fun to see him sitting there. We had a great conversation and dragged some bags of Apple Cracker home and a couple of blocks. So we're looking forward to putting that out today. So. Anyway, well, I guess there's only one thing left to do, Aaron, and that's tell the folks one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Look, if you haven't been there, you need to go there. You hear the commercials. You hear me talking about everything. It's hard to get everything into one commercial. I mean, it really is, because there's so much stuff there. I could spend a commercial just on the picnic tables and chairs. I could spend a minute on the on all the sheds and all the other stuff, the greenhouses and the dog kennels and the chicken coops and the gym sets. Gym sets are great, by the way. You can see them. They're ginormous sitting out there in Backyard Billy's backyard. The tables, the chairs, the 1,000 Adirondack chairs. I could spend a whole minute just talking about Adirondack chairs, the different sizes and colors and decorations. And it's just, you know, there's so much stuff. But I could also spend a minute of time just talking about the just about the pellet stoves, or just about the pellet grills, or just about the you know, the charcoal grills, the ceramic grill smokers. I could talk about all that. I could talk about the fire rings and fire pits. I could talk about the fireplace inserts and the freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves and the pellet inserts and the gas inserts. But I won't. I'll just tell you, Backyard Billy's is the place for all that stuff. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard will look great, and if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. You'll love it. Stop by this weekend. I'm sure you'll have a good time. Let's see. Somebody just texted me here. All right. You too, John B. You too have a blessed day and a blessed week. Thank you very much for that. And we'll text you later. So, all right. Well, we're almost there, aren't we, Aaron?
We are. That closed music is going to be starting any second now.
Any second in three, a two. Oh, I remember old, what was his name? The guy on Saturday Night, Lawrence Welk. A one and a two, a three. Or Sam the Sham. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Well, folks, there is the music. It's time to say goodbye for the day. And, you know, you can reach me by text or phone or email anytime. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you need any information on anything we talked about, you're welcome to email me. But now it's time to say get out, stay safe. Thank you for the well wishes for Robin. Appreciate that. So love your family, love the Lord, and we'll see you next week.